Welcome to What's Poppin'. My guest this week is Joanne Winterstein. Joanne, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, Joanne, how long have you lived in the area?
Oh, boy. Long time. My dad was called down to be a principal here in 1972.
Really?
So that was why we moved from Washington down to Fremont. Yeah, he was a principal and he got called and I was little and moved down in 1972. I've been here ever since.
So he was principal at
Prince of Peace.
Prince of Peace.
Yes.
Wow. So you have long Prince of Peace roots then.
I have very long Prince of Peace roots. I was talking to the current principal and yeah. I had Mr. Gluck. I had Mr. Zimbrick.
Yeah.
I had Mrs. Zimbrick before she was Mrs. Zimbrick.
Really?
Yeah. I remember I was in her class and we all sang at the wedding. So I remember singing at the wedding.
Oh, really?
I had Miss Houseworth.
Oh, yeah.
And then a few other teachers who have since passed away. And so.
So I'm thinking about that. I was going to ask you, how'd you get to Prince of Peace? But now we know, right?
That's how I got here.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, so you were at the school kind of near the very start of it, I would think then.
I don't remember. I know there was a principal before my dad.
Yeah. How big were the classes? Do you remember?
15, 20, 25.
All the way through eighth grade at that point?
Yeah. I know my dad was really excited because he had like the highest attendance for like the longest time as principal here. Well, until then, everything got opened up. There's a lot more kids here now than there was when I went here.
Yeah. We're looking at probably 400 next year.
Wow. Yeah. That's almost double.
Yeah.
more than double.
That's pretty crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Joanne, what was your favorite working experience or job thus far?
You know what? I like my job now. And my mom was a teacher too. My dad was a principal. And I said I would never be a teacher.
Yeah.
But like normal kids. and I ended up becoming a teacher. I'm a high school science teacher. And I really like teaching.
Yeah.
I really enjoy working with the kids. You know, every day is different.
Yeah.
You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
I mean, you have good days and bad days, but overall, I have really good relationships with the kids. I really enjoy teaching. And I guess if I didn't enjoy it this much, I wouldn't be doing it for this long. So.
Yeah. So how long have you been doing it?
This is the end of my 29th year.
Oh, goodness. So you do like it then.
I do like it. Yeah. I've been at the same school the whole time.
I was just going to ask that. Same school the whole time.
Same school. Wow. I love my colleagues. We're a great group of science teachers and we have a good time.
Yeah.
The most interesting thing about my great group of science teachers I have is I would say 75 of us are Christian and go to church.
Really?
So we don't think about science teachers going to church.
Not always.
And we talk about church on break. So it's a unique situation.
That
and that's
is
why
unique.
I think one thing that, you know, we have good connections and we have good things in common. And
Does your school retain teachers pretty long besides you? Like, is it?
Yeah, we do. Once you get there, and we call ourselves a Falcon family, and once you get there, it's hard to leave because we do really get along.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that. So you really like teaching, doing it for 29 years. It sounds like part of it is the fact that you get to work with students.
Yeah.
Like that age. Mm-hmm. You like high schoolers?
I do like high schoolers.
You're an unusual person.
Yeah, I know. and I'm teaching freshmen this year and people are like, I hate freshmen. I'm like, oh, they're so cute. Like you can mold freshmen. I like my freshmen a lot.
The freshmen walk in a little bit scared at that point.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And so you have an opportunity to help them find their feet as they move into high school.
Yes.
Switching gears a little bit. What are two things from the message last Sunday that made you think, sounded good, or caused you to react in some way?
I love the fact on how that we have so many different languages at our church.
Yeah.
And you can hear the different languages.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my other good friends at school, mm-hmm. the head counselor, she's Vietnamese and she's also Christian. And so we talk about, I'm like, you can come to my church, but I can't go to your church because I won't have any clue what they're saying.
What's going on?
Because their service is all in Vietnamese.
Yeah.
So you think about all the languages, especially with Siem Reap and everything like that.
Yeah.
It's just a continuation of the gospel spread throughout.
The gospel can be told in any language on the planet.
So that was cool to me. And the other big thing was being patient and waiting.
Yeah.
It's always not the easiest thing to do.
Yeah.
And I remember a lot of situations where I wasn't the most patient of person.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I think we all have that experience.
And you just have to reflect and remember that you're waiting for something much bigger and our daily lives don't reflect the bigger picture all the time.
And then when you're waiting and you're trying to be patient, which is always hard to try to be patient. One thing I tell people is never pray for patience. I say never pray for patience. And they're like, why? I was like, the only way to exercise patience is to be in a situation that you don't want to be in. Yeah. Right?
I like that. Pray
for being content.
So
trying to be patient is difficult when you're waiting for something else to come, right?
Yeah.
And we're waiting for Jesus to come back.
Right.
And so there's so much work to do until he gets here though, right?
Right.
And so when you're trying to be patient, find someone to love.
Yes.
Like take care of somebody else, put it off of yourself, look for someone else to take care of. And time will go pretty quick actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
Time does go pretty quick. I keep seeing all these teachers I had and all these people that I know, and I don't feel like I'm any older, and neither are they. And
yeah,
but we are all
but you
older.
Are. Yeah. Yeah. You look back like, whoa, it's been 29 years. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I have a personality question for you. It's pretty unique for what I've asked so far for people on this podcast, and that is, other than coach,
yes,
what position in basketball is your favorite to play and why?
I would say a small forward, because my big thing in coaching, I have coached for a long time, and my big thing is rebounding. I love rebounding. Like, you can do, doesn't matter how good you are or like skill wise, but if you want that ball, you go get it and you rebound.
So how often do you think you'll box out in a game?
I love boxing out. I teach my girls to box out, and it was the one thing that we focus on.
Yeah.
I don't even remember, it's been a long time that, you know, I don't play as much as I used to.
Yeah.
But it's always, you know, going after the ball and going after rebounding, because I think it's just heart and desire and enjoy the love of the game.
And it can turn a game around.
Yes.
Yeah. If you box out, get that rebound, you've got the ball again.
You got the
ball
again.
Whether on defense or offense.
Yes.
Yeah. That's cool. So small forward. All right. Yeah. Doing the dirty work.
Yep. Not always getting credit, but, you know, and maybe that's the whole, you know, theme is like, some people don't get all the credit. The small forward doesn't get all the credit, but they're so important. So in the whole scheme of the world, we're the small people and we don't get the credit, but we're still talking about, you know, the gospel and forward.
Yes. Being the small forward of the church.
Yes.
That's nice. I like that connection. Good. Well, Joanne, thank you so much for driving all the way over here to be part of a podcast so that folks at POP can get to know you better. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. This was fun.